first word in Chumash Vayikra has a small aleph, Vayikra El Moshe. And the Rishayim discuss how come, what does this small aleph represent? So some Balei HaTosfos said, right, that the minhag used to be in the days of the Gemara that you would start teaching young children Chumash Vayikra. Instead of starting from Bereishis or from Lech Lecha, like they start now, they would start from Vayikra, because the little children didn't sin yet. And Yavo Tahorim, V'yilmadu Inyoni Tahara. This is all Kachin and Taras, Chumash Vayikra. So the Aleph represents a young child. That's what some Rishonim say. Others say the Aleph represents Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, that when Bilam got Nevuah, it says, Vayikor Elohim al Bilam. Loshet Mikre, Bimikre, he got a Nevuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a Vayikor al Moshe, Hashem calls him Loshem Chiba. Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble, so he didn't want to write Vayikor, he wanted to write Vayikor. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is in charge, Rebbeinu Shalom dictates. So they negotiated, and the Rebbeinu Shalom said, okay, write a little Aleph. So the small Aleph represents the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Chumash says later in Parshas Bahaloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam. He was accused of being a big Balgaiva. He was Pirish Min Ho'isha, so his own sister. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim that Tzipora, with the men and the women, was standing separately. So Tzipora Eishes Moshe, his ex-wife, was standing next to Miriam Hanaviah, Achosel Shel Moshe, when they chose the Shivim Zekenim, she gave a krechts and she said, oh, your Rachmanis and their wives, they're all going to get divorced from their wives now. So Miriam said, why? I'm a Neviah, I didn't have to get divorced. What did my brother think? Is somebody special? Why did he have to get divorced from his wife? So Rabbeinu Shalom appears and he says, yes, your brother is so humble, he never told you that he's much greater in Nevuah than you. I told him to be Pirish Menuisha. Everyone should go back to their wives after Maimon HaSinai. 3 days before, it was Shloshu Yomim, Matikshu Alisha. After Maimon HaSinai was over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shuvu Lachem Le'olechem, everybody can go back to their wives. However, the Atah Po Amodi Modi, the Baruch Shalom instructed him to be Pirish Menu Isha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, his sister, his own sister, thought that he was a Balgaiva, because she didn't realize how he was a much greater Novi than she was. And HaKadosh Baruch has to intervene, and he says, no, he's on of Mikol Odom. In fact, it's interesting, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. So the simple translation of the Mishnah is, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah at Har Sinai. So both the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, and he didn't write it, Ruach Chaim was written by one of the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. But it's the drushes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave on Pirkei Avos. So both Rav Chaim Volozhiner has this, and the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchevach, Chassidus Rebbe. They both have the same taich, an additional level of interpretation. Moshe Kibbel Torah, Mi Sinai, out of his humility. Har Sinai was chosen, according to the Gemara, Har Sinai was chosen over Har Tovar and the other mountains because of its humility. When they all heard HaKadosh Baruch is going to give Matan Torah on top of a mountain, so all the big mountains came, and they all submitted their proposal that the Maimon at the Matan Torah should be on top of the big mountains. And the Baruch Shalom decided he's going to give the Torah on a small little hill. Har Sinai is not such a big mountain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes humility. He doesn't like the arrogant mountains. So Moshe Kibbel Torah, how come Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the Nosan HaTorah? Because Mi Sinai, out of his humility. Just like Har Sinai was chosen because of its humility, so to Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner has in the Ruach Chaim and the drushes on Pirkei Avos. So he says, how much can be contained within a pot? You have two pots the same size, but if one pot, the wall is thicker, so then it can contain less, and the other pot, the wall is thinner, so it can contain more. We usually assume, it says in Yerudei Chelek Aleph, we usually assume that you're not, let's say you cook treifas in a pot and it's still a ben yomo, then you cook kosher soup in the same pot. So we usually assume that you don't have shishim in the contents of the pot against the whole thickness of the walls. But if it's a very big pot and the walls are very, very thin, then it says in your day it is possible to have shishim. Usually you don't, but sometimes it is possible. So the thinner the walls are, so the more the pot can contain. What if the walls would be just mathematical lines that don't take up any room at all. In math, you have lines, you have points, you have lines. It doesn't take up any space. It's just a mathematical line. So then it can, if the walls of the pot would be so thin that they would just be imaginary walls with no thickness at all, then the pot would contain maximum content. So that's where Rav Chaim Volozhin explains that to the extent that a person is arrogant, he holds from himself, so the chokhmah that goes into him is there's not enough room, there's no room in the emptiness of his shell to put the, if he holds from himself, so the walls of the pot are very thick. The more humble the person is, so the less he holds from himself. So the thinner the walls are, the thinner the walls are, so that it can contain more. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Talmid Chacham because he was on a Mikol Adam. He was so humble, so there was no thickness at all to the shell, to the pot. So the base kibul is going to contain to their maximum. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble. The Baal HaTanya, as a child, when he was just learning, when they were teaching him Chumash and Tanakh, so he came up with such an einfall that Vayikra is a small aleph, and Sefer Derayamim begins with a big aleph. Odom Sheis Enesh Kenim Halala Yeret Chanoich lists off the Asara Doris Me Odom Viad Noach, then Me Noach Vad Avram Avinu. So there the aleph is a big aleph. How come by Derayamim by Odom Arishan it's a big aleph? Because Odom Arishan was a Baal Gaiva. The Pasuk says that the Nochash convinced Chava and Odom to sin because he said, V'yisim Kelehim Yodi Toivara. You become as smart as God. Why do you think God told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because kol umen sanei lebaru nasei. Every person is jealous. Every dentist is jealous of the other dentist. Every professor is jealous of the other professors. He wants to be more successful. So the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to have any competition. Why do you think he became God? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. If you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll also be yisim kelehim yedi toivara. That's why God told you not to eat. So Adam Rishon fell for that. He thought he was going to eat the Eitz Hadas. He was going to be the Yisim Kelehim Yodi Toivara. Wow. That's what the Baal HaTanya quotes from Kabbalah Svarim, from the Zohar, from other Kabbalah Svarim, that the root of all Averis is Gaiva. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Hakina V'Ataiva V'Kovid Metzim Esodam Min Ha'olam. There are three Midas Rois that are the root of all Averis. Kina, jealousy of other people. It's not fair. How come he makes a better salary than I make? How come he has more students in his class than I have? How come his wife is better looking than my wife? How come his home is prettier than my home? I deserve to have all of that. I think that I'm greater than him in all areas. So I deserve all of the kavod and all the gedula and all the parnasa, all the happiness that he has. That's hakinah, the hataiva person feels. I want to have the right to eat. I want to have the right to eat, but I want to eat shellfish. I want to eat chaza. I want to eat treifas. I have a type. I want to be Mechal Shabbos. I want to make more money. And covet, people feel that they deserve more covet. So all three, the root of all three, akin about type of covet, the root of all three is Gaiva. So Gaiva is the root of all Averis. That's what the Tanya quotes from the Zohar. The root of all Averis is really Gaiva. So Adam HaRishon fell for that baloney, that V'yisim Kelehim Yodi Tevara, if he'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, he'll become smart like God. And that's what caused him to sin. So that's the contrast between the Aleph Zeira and the Aleph Rabasi. Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble, so it has a small Aleph, Ayikra Moshe. And Odom Marishan was arrogant. He knew he was a kid, Yitzir Kapov Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even without V'yisim Kelehim, even without that. He was the first human being created by God himself, so it went to his head. And that's what caused him to sin. Should always go along with Moshe Rabbeinu's style as opposed to Odom Marishan's style. So that's the drasha of the Baal HaTanya when he was a young child. He thought of this contrast between the big aleph and the little aleph. There is a Gemara Chulin on Daf Chabeis, the end of the first perek, where the Gemara explains that I need a separate pasuk to teach us that when you bring an oil sa'if, the avoida has to be done by yom. It can't be done by lilo. So all the rishonim are bothered with akasha. That the Gemara has a pasuk, I think it's in Parsha Shmini, that says the yom tzavos of the hakrev is korban ayim. And the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that all avoidas are karbonas have to be done by yom. The avoidas of shchita kabbalah halacha zrika dalad avoidas adam. Whenever you have a korban, there are dalat avodas adam that are beyikula. Haktoras emurim can be done balayla, but that's not ma'akev. Even if you didn't do the haktora, even if the emurim are nevdu anitmu, the korban is also kosher. But the dalat avodas adam that are ma'akev have to be done by yom. And mincha also, there are dalat avodas by mincha that are parallel to the dalat avodas adam by korban. That's a long Rashi at the beginning of the second perek in Soita. Rashi is explaining a Tosefta, so it says that Kemitza is parallel to Shchita, because the role of Shchita by Chulin is you have to kill the animal in a specific way. If you don't kill it that way, it's going to be considered an avel. If you shech the animal, kill it like this, then it's going to be kosher. But Shchita by Karbonis is not the same thing as Shchita's Chulin. Shchita by Karbonis, Rashi says, is Levarech El Gavoya, to separate the dam that you're going to be Zorek on the Mizbeach from the rest of the behemoth. The rest of the behemoth is going to be Nechal. If it's a Chatos, or it's going to be an Osham, or a Shlomim, or a Korban Pesach, and the dam is Nezrek on the Mizbeach. So the role of the Shchita by Kochim is Levarech El Gavoya. So Rashi writes that the Kemitza by the Mincha is parallel to the Shchita by the Karbonis, because you're separating the Koimetz from the Shiori HaMincha. Then you have, just like right after Shchita, you have Kabbalah Saldam and Eklisharis. So there's same thing, when you do the Kmitza, you take the Koimetz, the Koim does the Kmitza with his right hand, he has to be a righty, he has to do the Kmitza with his right hand, and then he throws it into another Klisharis. The Mincha has to be in one Klisharis, and he has to place the Koimetz into another Klisharis. So just like Kabbalah Saddam, so it's parallel over here, you need Kiddush Kli on the Koimetz. Then you have Shchita Kabbalah Haylocha, when you carry the dam to the Mizbeach and Zrika. Here you have also Haylocha. You have to take the Koimetz and the Klisharis. Koin has to take it to the Mizbeach, and then you have Haktoras HaKoimetz. Haktoras HaKoimetz is parallel to the Zrika Saddam. So those are the Dalar Avodah Saddam that are the Ikula, Shchita Kabbalah Haylocha Zrika. So you have the Dalar Avodah of the Mincha that are parallel. So the Pasuk teaches you, B'yom Tzavos al-Hakriv is Karbeneim, all Avodahs have to be done by Yom. Haktoras Emurim can be done by Laila, Nisach Hayayin can also be done by Laila, but the Dalar Avodahs Adam by Karbonis, and the Dalar Avodahs parallel, Dalar Avodahs by Mincha have to be done dafk by Yom. So that's what the Rishonim work on. Why do you need a separate Pasuk to tell you that Oilos Ha'oif has to be done by Yom, all the Avodahs have to be done? It's the same as Chatas Ha'oif, same as all the other Karbonis, it's covered with the one Pasuk, B'yom Tzavoso, the Hakriv is Karbonim. So there's a Tshuvas HaRashbo, where the Rashba says that it's a mistake in the manuscripts in the Gemara. You should cross out that line. You don't need a separate Pasuk to tell you. So the Yor Samech was not aware of that Rashba. In our Gemara, it's already left out. In our Gemara, you don't have that line. The printers already took it out because the Rashba said it doesn't belong. But the Rishonim quote the old Girsa, that you need a separate Pasuk. So the Yor Samech broke his head and he came up with a pshat. And he writes his pshat in his Sefer on the Rambam, Yor Samech. It's not where it belongs. Usually Yor Samech is on the Rambam. It's Shalom B'mkomo. When he printed a later volume, so he put in some Hashmatas there. So it's in one of the Hashmatas, one of the Anmada Habazmanim, it's over there where he has Hashmatas. So it's on Kochim. So he has the following suggestion. The Gemara is not talking about every Oilos Ha'oif. Gemara is only talking about Oilos Ha'oif and Terei Sedra, when you bring the Oilos Ha'oif and a Chatas Oilos Ha'oireid. Chatas Oilos Ha'oireid, Oilos Ha'oireid means if you can afford it, you bring a more expensive carbon, Chatas. Can't afford that, you bring a less expensive. Can't afford that, you bring even less expensive. So in Terei Sedra, you have Chatas Oilos Ha'oireid, where you can either bring it Bashiras or Bedalas or Bedalei Dalas. So that's by the three Averis. One is Tumash Migdosh Vikadoshov. If a person either enters the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah B'shoigeg, or he eats kochim B'shoigeg B'tumah, for that you chayv koris. If you enter the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah, you chayv koris. So if the person violated Tumash Migdash V'kadoshah B'shoigeg, then he has to bring a chatas al b'yor. If he can afford it, he brings a chatas b'em. If he can't afford it, you bring a chatas oif and an oil oif. If he can't even afford that, then you bring it b'dali dalas, ashiras and dali dalas. You bring a minchas chayte. There are three averis for which you can bring atas al b'yor and teres sedra. The first one is Tumas Biglish Vakadosha. The second one is Shvuas Bitoy. Nefesh Kisishava Levat Bisusam Lahor Lahet. The person took a Shvuah. He's not going to eat the cookies anymore because the doctor tells me he has to go on a diet. And then he violated the Shvuah B'Shoigeg. And then he realizes that he violated, so you have to bring a Chatas over here. And the third one is Shvuas Edus. If Reuben has the Din Torah with Shimon, and he can only win the Din Torah if the two witnesses come and testify on his behalf that Shimon owes him the money, and then when he comes, the two witnesses don't want to get involved, so we say we don't remember anything, we forgot the whole story. And then they swear in front of Bezna, I swear we don't remember anything, we don't remember the whole story. And then later on they admit that they swore falsely, but now it's too late, Rashi said, because Kim Shehigit, they can't back out from the Haggadah to say this now. In fact, some Rishonim say this is the marker of the din on Kivish Yigit. Where does it say in the Chumash that once the Edom give testimony, they can't back out later on? So in this Sefer, the Chidushei Rabbi Natam Ala Teiro, basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Natam. Okay, I don't know if it's written by the Rabbi Natam. It's written by one of the Baalei HaTosfos. So the Rishonim over here, the Baalei HaTosfos suggest this is the marker for Kivish Yigit and Shuvin Achayzer Magid. Rashi on the Gemara says differently. Rashi says the marker is im lo yagid v'nosa avayin. It says b'loshen osid. Im lo yagid, if he will not testify in the future, he has an avera now. How do you know he's not going to testify? Maybe he will testify. Just because he didn't testify now. The answer is because he said faker today. He said in front of Bezin, I don't know anything about the case. I forgot the whole story. So kibin shehigi shuvin achayzer magid is based on the loshen osid. Since it says im lo yagid, if he put himself into a predicament where he's unable to give testimony, what did he do? He gave Agadah Seidus Faker. He said, in any adeh lecha edus, so lo yagid, shuvein achozer magid. Rashi quotes other Rishonim say differently. It says, im lo yagid, menas avaynai, so Agadah kamaisa kapir rachmanah. The Torah only gives you the right to give Agadah Seidus once. Im lo yagid means one Agadah. But some Rishonim say it's based on this pasuk, the whole institution of Shvuasa Eidus, that you have to bring a Chatas Ol Leviur. So the Ibn Ezra has a comment on the Pasuk. There are another two Ol Leviurids, but a Yoledis has a baby, so the Yoledis has an obligation for every baby that she has to bring a set of Karbonas. So if she can afford it, she brings a Karbonas Beim, if she can't afford it, then she brings Karbonas Oif. Some of them are Beim and some of them are Oifis. There you only have Ashiris and Dalas. You don't have three. Ashiris, Dalas, and Dali Dalas. And the same by a Metzora, she Toher Mitumasai, if the Tzaras healed, and then he becomes Toher, so he has to bring Karbonas to complete the Tahara process. That's called the Mechusi Kippurim. He went to the Mikveh and had Harav Shemesh, and he's still not completely Toher. After Harav Shemesh, when a person is tummy goes to Mikveh, so he's Toher, he's allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. If Harav Shimsho, then he's even more Tohar, he's allowed to eat Truma. And then if Hedi Kaparasa, if he's a Zav or a Zava, Yoled is a Mitzora, before Tameim, I have to bring a Korban to complete the Tahara procedures. Even after Harav Shemesh, he's only Tohar vis-a-vis Truma in Maisa Sheni, but he's not yet Tohar with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdosh and eating Kochim. He's still called the Mechusi Kippurim. So when he brings the Kabbana, so that completes the Tahara procedure. So the karbonas that the Metzora has to bring, that's an Ol Leviurid. If you can afford it, it brings it by Shivas. Can't afford it, it brings it by Dalas. But there is no third level of Dalai Dalas. That's only in today's Sedra by the three Averis. This is not a Mechusi Kippurim. These are karbonas that are Bolach Haper. So the Ibn Ezra on today's Sedra is bothered with Akasha. If he can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema. If he can't afford to bring Chatas Behema, he brings a Chatas Oif and an Oil Soif. So yes, where does the Oil Soif come in? I understand a chatas oif to substitute. He can't afford to bring a chatas behema, so he brings a chatas oif. But if he would be bringing bashiras, he wouldn't bring an oilos behema. So why does he have to bring an oilos oif to substitute for what? If he brings bashiras, there is no oilo. There's only a chatas. So the pashat answer is, the halachic answer, the Ibn Ezra doesn't say that. The halachic answer, al pi pashat, there is a gemara increases. The Gemara talks about a Gersh and his Gayer. we discussed it in connection with the Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai was the Geirus of all of Klal Yisrael. Everybody was Megayim. So there was a need for Kabbalas and Mitzvahs. They all screamed out Nasa Ben Ishma. Then there was a need for Mila. So all the men had to do Bris Mila and Eretz Mitzrayim. That was leading up to the Geirus at Har Sinai. And then everybody had to go to Mikveh. The Pasuk only talks about the married couples going to Mikveh 3 days before Prisha. But the Hazal read, the Gemara in Krisa's Daftes reads, in between the lines that everybody had to go to Mikveh, even the single people. Single people, you didn't have to have Prisha Gimel Yomim, they weren't married, but everybody had to go to Mikveh, and then you had to bring Karbonus. They ended up Pasha Tanishpatim, they brought Karbonus. So at that time, there was a Hirah Shah that the whole Klal Yisrael was one big national Geiris, so they brought one set of Karbonus for everybody. With Doris, you don't have such a din. Each individual Geir who converts has to bring a Karbon. So he has to bring an oilah. So if he can afford it, he'll bring an oilah's behemah. That's going to cost him $1,000. Oilah's behemah is an expensive proposition. If he wants to get away with less, he can bring an oilah's oif. So the Mishnah says the common practice was it used to bring katan, a pair of oifahs. Why a pair? Why do you have to bring two? So the Gemara says, that's how Adabala Soloveitchik explains in his Sefer Barichas. The Gemara explains in Krisis that it says in Terei Sedra, Im of Korbano, v'hikrivo. In the beginning of Vayikra, starts off with oilo. So it says, if v'imen of, the second aliyah starts off, Shein v'imen of, olo korbano, says v'hikrivo, and the singular. He brings one oaf. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Preda achas, he brings one bird, it's an incomplete korban. By oifus, the complete korban is when you have two or more, a kan. If you only have one, it's incomplete. So if it's bo bin adova, you want to volunteer to bring an oilas oif, we allow you to bring an incomplete korban, a preda achas. But if it's an oif that's bo b'choivo, a gershon, his guy is obligated to bring an oilo. So if he can afford it, let him bring an oilas behema. But if he can't afford it, or he doesn't want to spend so much money, he can bring oilas oif, but you have to bring two. You can't be, it has to be a kan. It has to be a pair of two oilas oif. You can't just be yotze with one. One oilas oif is good if it's bob in a dover, but whenever it's bob b'choiv, you have to have two. The Adabala Soloveitchik quotes the Mabit, who was on the Bezin together with the Beis Yosef in Tzfat in the 1550s. So the Mabit usually used to agree with the Beis Yosef on 98% of all the issues they agreed. And 2% of the issues they had big machlokes and Shemitah and Hafroshes from Samai. So they had a couple of disputes that became world famous. 98% of all the issues they did agree. 2% they disagreed. So the Rabbi Yosef Akari wrote a commentary on the Rama called the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mabit wrote a commentary on the Rama. That's called the Kiryas Sefer. The Kesef Mishnah became more famous because he gives you every line in the Rambam, what the Mokar is. This is a Mishnah, this is a Tosefta, this is a Gemara, this is a Yerushalmi, this is a Tshuvas HaGoinim, and the Ramban disagrees, and the Rashba disagrees. He has a running commentary on everything. The Kiryas Sefer is exotic. He never gives you a normal Mokar. He always says, if you have to say a Chabur and a Kailo, look in the Kiryas Sefer, be sure you'll find something difficult, and you have what to talk about. He always has something unusual. So the Kiryas Sefer writes a Chiddush. On Sholosh Regalim, on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, every Jewish man is obligated to visit the Azor. Yira kol schurcha, espanei Hashem elkech, la'yiro fanai rekam. You're not allowed to come into the Azor without bringing an oilas ria. So the oilas ria, the way it says in the Gemara, in the Bible, the oilas ria has to be a behema. Oilas behema. You're not yotze if you bring another soif. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara tells you how they arrived at that conclusion. The Rambam paskins against the Gemara. He must have some outside mucker. Against the Bavli, he says that you can bring an oilas oif also. So the Mabit adds on in the Kiryas Sefer, if you're adopting the sheet of the Rambam, that one can satisfy the requirement of oilas ria by bringing an oilas oif, it has to be a minimum of two. Because it's whenever it's bo b'choiva, and it's a knife, you have to have a minimum of two. That's the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases is talking about the ger. But according to the Rambam, that you can bring an oilas oif to be yotze oilas ria, so that's also an oilas habo b'choiva, so you have to have a minimum of two. So the simple answer to the Ibn Ezra's question is, when you bring the chatas alaviyorid, you can bring it bashiris, bedalus, or bedalus. If you bring it bashiris, you bring a chatas behema. If you bring it bedalus, so why do you have to bring oil asoif and a chatas oif? Bring one chatas oif. to be Ibn Ezra's. Why are you bringing Oilus Oif to substitute for an Oilus Beim? And there was no Oilus Beim. So the simple answer is that if you're bringing a Chatas Oif, you can't bring one. And it's going to be an incomplete korban. You have to bring a minimum of two. What are you going to bring? Two Chatas Oif. He does need two Chatas. But you have to have something with the other Chatas Oif. So you bring another Oif with the Chatas Oif, then it should be a korban bishleimus, and you get the kapor from the Chatas Oif. That's probably the answer of Pi Halach. But Ibn Ezra gives a different answer in his commentary on Chumash. So he writes, if you would have brought Chatas Behema, there would have been Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbech, and there would have been Haktoras Emurim. And then the Bosa would have been eaten by the Kohanim. When you bring a Chatas Ha'oif, there's only Zrikas Hadam, and the Chatas Ha'oif is Nechal to Zichri Kohuna, but there's no Haktor of anything. But Oilus Oif, there's a Haktor. So the Ibn Ezra says, you can't just bring a Chatas Ha'oif to substitute for the Chatas Behema, because you're just going to have Dam in Achila, but the third part is going to be missing, the Haktor, like parallel to Haktoras Emur. So you have to bring an Oilus Oif, but Sirif with the Chatas Ha'oif. Other stuff, you burn the whole thing, so that's going to be keneged the haktor. So that's what the Arsameach quotes this Ibn Ezra. So he says, now he understands the Gemara. The Gemara needed a separate pasuk to teach us that oilus ha'oif has to be korbayam, it can't be korbalai. The Gemara is not talking about every oilus ha'oif. The Gemara is talking about oilus ha'oif that comes in a chatas ha'oif of the yorik. Oilus ha'oif that comes in conjunction with the chatas ha'oif as an oil of the yorik. The whole role of the Oilus Oif is to substitute for the Haktoras Emurim of the Chatas Behema. Haktoras Emurim can be done by Laila. So one would have thought that the Oilus Oif that comes in Chatas Olevi Oireid is all a substitute for Haktoras Emurim of the Chatas Behema. Haktoras Emurim can be done by Laila, so Oilus Oif can be done by Laila. So that's why the Gemara needs a separate person. So the Yosemech writes this Bikitzer in the Hashmotis, in the first volume of the Yosemech, on Madar Havas Manim. And then he says, Min HaShamayim, they showed him, they agreed with him. What did they show him in HaShamayim? He doesn't tell you what he means. So he told over to one. He told over to some of the Rabban. So one of the Rabban wrote down the whole story, that he had a dream once. He fell asleep and he had a dream that the angels in heaven said, we have to wipe out the Jewish people because they're making leitzanis from the Torah. They're saying pilpulim that are false, falsha Torah. Everybody in all the yeshivas, they're all saying pilpulim. And they said they were it was a kitchen on Klal Yisrael. So the Rashba walks into the angels and he says, no, they don't deserve to be wiped out. There's a Jew, Rav Meir Simcha, lives in Dvinsk. And I wrote in my tshuvas to cross out a line in the Gemara. And in our Gemara it says missing the whole line because the Rashba crossed it out. And that Jew explained the true pshat in the Gemara, he's learning Torah Lamito Shel Torah. So they shouldn't wipe out the Jewish people. So that's what he meant. That's what he meant when he wrote that Min HaShamayim, they showed him that his pshat was correct. When he had the dream, he didn't know at all about this Tshuvas HaRashba. So when he woke up in the dream, he heard the Rashba saying that my Tshuvas, I wrote, you have to cross it out. So he started looking in the Tshuvas. There are a few thousand Tshuvas. He started looking in the Tshuvas HaRashba. So he found where the Rashba writes that you have to cross out that line. So I once said over this story on Parshas Vayikra, so there was one of the people who was listening had learned in Torah Vedas. He said, Rapam used to tell over this story every year on Parshas Vayikra. I don't say it over every year, but it's a very interesting story. Yeah, we have a Gemara in Gittin, and the beginning of Gittin, the Gemara says, even though by Mamas and the Foshas and Dov should be every, you need to aid him, but Erechot Ne'eman B'Yisurim. So where is the Mokar that Erechot Ne'eman B'Yisurim? So in this Sefer, by the Beis Midrashish or Rabbi Natam, they say, Rashi and Chulin, and Daf Yud writes like that. They say, the Mokar is the Pasuk in today's Sedra. It says, V'shochat es ben ha-boker lifnei Hashem. Whoever does the Shechita all on his own. He doesn't have to have anybody watching him. They see Erechot as Neman to say that he did a proper Shechita. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi and Chulin writes like that. Tosfos and Gittin, the base on the base, asks against Rashi, how can that be the mokar for Erech HaNeman B'Yisurim? The Gemara says Erech HaNeman B'Yisurim doesn't apply keneged cheskas iser. And when you shech the behemah, behemah b'chayah b'cheskas iser, I met it. So you can't even apply Erech HaNeman B'Yisurim over there. So how come the shech of this taka believed to say that he shechted properly? It's keneged cheskas iser. The Taisa says the answer is, appears in the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Zayin. It's a different emunah. It's not the normal din of Eirech and Em of Yisurim. It's a din, it's biyodai. Even though now it's no longer biyodai, now the animal is dead already, but he claims that an hour ago he shechted it. When the animal was alive, he claims that he shechted it. So even though now the animal is dead, it's no longer biyodai, but it's what we call biyodai lamafreya. So he's also nemon, because biyodai lamafreya. So Taisus Tainus, that's a new nemon, is biyodai. Biyodai is considered as if he's the bailam on the case. That's why he's nemon. So how can you prove from biyodai Eirecha is nemon to say that he did a papa shchita? How can you prove from there Eirecha nemon Yisurim in general? In the other cases, it's not biyodai. And here it is biyodai. That's what Taisus Tainus. So the Beis Halevi explains what Rashi had in mind. He says in the Tshuvas, Beis Halevi explains in the Tshuvas. Rav Soloveitchik said this over in Shia. So the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas explains, Erechot keneged hachazoke, it's not Neman, because we have din, Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumhi. Rav Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam explains what that rule is. Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumhi. It means that there's a difference between if you have Erechot keneged Erechot. One Erechot says that this piece of meat is nevela, one Erechot says the piece of meat is shchuta. They contradict each other. So the din is, Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumhi, they neutralize each other. I consider as if there's no hagod at all. If you have trey, if you have two edim say one way, two edim say harag and two edim say lo harag, so you don't say two edim b'hakosh, it's two against two, so there's no hagod say this. No, when mekabel de hagod say this, mekabel de hagod say this, we don't know who's telling the truth. When we have edechot b'hakosh, so it's considered lav klumi, it's considered as if it doesn't get off the ground, as if you were never mekabel hagod of the edechot. So edechot b'hakosh lav klumi doesn't only mean when it's Erechot, Keneged Erechot, I have Namanus and you have Namanus. Rav Chaim explains in his Sefer, it's really a Shach. Rav Chaim explains it more Shmaltzi than he explains it better than Shach. Everybody reads in Shach, they don't realize what it says. Rav Chaim explains what it says in the Shach. Erechot Bakosh means, even if one is Neman, one is not Neman. Let's say, one Erechot says Meis Baila, one Erechot says Loi Meis Baila. So to say meis baila, the Erechot is nemet. Erechot says loy meis baila, he's saying the woman is still an Eish Yisish, that's really a Dovish of Yerva. So the Erechot says loy meis baila doesn't have nemonis. You need two Eidim for a Dovish of Yerva. But to say the woman is married or to say the woman is not married, you need two Eidim. But to say that meis baila, Erechot is believed. So if you have Erechot, keneged Erechot, Erechot says meis baila, Erechot says loy meis baila. So we say Erechot bakosh alav klumhi, even though the one who should have nemonis, the other one should not have namanis, but the one who should have namanis is not accepted because Erechot b'hakchosh he can't accept it. So the same is Erechot keneged hachazoka. The Erechot says, even though behema b'chaya b'cheskas yisar meres, the Erechot says that it's geshochten. Erechot says that it was shechted properly. So that should be considered Erechot b'hakchosh, because the Erechot is coming to contradict the cheskas yisar. But whenever it's biyada, even though it's not biyada any longer, it was biyada, biyada lamafreya. I say now that I shechted it an hour ago. So I'm saying I had control, I had a knife, and I know hilchas shechita, and I'm telling you, I had control over the chazaka. So if I have control over the chazaka, was biyadi, so you can't say the chazaka contradicts me. I can take the chazaka and break it, I can rip it apart. I say I shechted the behemoth, so I undid the chazaka. So that's not called Erechot Keneged Chazaka. So it's not that it's a new Nemonis or Bailim. Not that whenever it's Biyoda, it's a new Parsha of Nemonis. And Taisa says, how can you prove it? Erechot Nemon Visurim from the Nemonis of Biyoda. Two different Nemonis. And Rashi holds it. It's the same Nemonis. Erechot Keneged Chazaka is a Nemon because it's Erechot Bahakosha. But if it's Biyodi, then it's not Hakosha. Then the Chazaka doesn't contradict me because I Birtsoisei. I could have undone that chazak. There is another din of biyodo. That's in Emanus of Balaam. That's in Mominus on the Foshes. That's a different gemara. That's a gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. A man dies, and the children are sitting shiva, and I come and I say that one day your father took me into the backyard, and there's a fence around the backyard. I can't go in there. I say your father took me into the backyard, and he showed me, you see the tree over here? You walk north 10 steps and you dig a big hole, and I buried $100 million over there, and the money belongs to my next door neighbor. So the Yerushim would never know about this money at all. They go and they dig and they find $100 million over there. So they can say to me, thank you very much, and we're going to keep the money. They would have never known about the money if not for the fact that I told them. And I told them that your father showed me he was burying the money, and he told me that the money belongs to the next door neighbor. So they don't have to accept what I said. Eid Echad is not believed on Dini Mominus. But if I say, your father took me to Central Park, and he dug, and he walked 10 steps north in front of a certain tree, and he buried $100 million, and he said it belongs to the next door neighbor, I can go myself to Central Park, I can dig it up, and I can give it to the next door neighbor. So when it's biyodi, then I am neman on Dini Mominus. Dini Mominus, it didn't require Shnei Eidim. So there, Eid Echad is neman because it's biyodo. That's a new nemonis of Biyodah. That's because Biyodah, he's considered a bilam over it because he has control. Or the same thing, there's a Gemara in Yesh Nechlin, where the Gemara says, the husband says, Abal Shama Girashti as Ishti. Husband says, I just divorced my wife. So to say that the woman, and everybody knows a woman is an Eshesish, to say that she was Nizgarsha is a Dovish B'Yerva. To say that a woman is an Eshesish, or to say the Eshesish is no longer an Eshesish, that she really be a Dovish B'Yerva. So the husband should not be believed because number one, he's only Eid Echad, number two, he's a Korev, number three, he's a Baldover himself, he shouldn't be believed. But the Gemara says he's believed because Biyodah, he can give her a get right now. It's Biyodah Lagarsha. But what if he says, Girashti Asishti a month ago? So it's not Biyodah to do anything now to make her into a Grusha as of a month ago. That's Biyodah Lamafre, it's no longer Biyodah now. So then the Gemara says, Ezeinu Neman. They say, Girashti Asishti, a month ago, Ezeinu Neman, because it's not Biyodah. But it says, Girashti Asishti, I just divorced my wife now. And he says, and they ripped up the get and they flushed it down the toilet because they don't want to get caught by the Roman government. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to rip up the get, the Mishnah said, because they were afraid. If the government would catch you giving a get, observing religion, they would put you in a dungeon, they would put you in prison. Like under the communists, if they see that anybody observed any mitzvahs, if you performed the bris milah or you shook a lulav or something, so they put you in prison, they'd kill you. So if the husband says, Gerashti es ishti, it's biyodah lagarshi, he can give her a get now. So biyodah is neman. So that's a new neman is of biyodah. That's biyodah because he's a bailam. But biyodah by Eid Echad neman bisurim, when it's keneged achazakeh, it's biyodah is neman. It's not based on a new nemonis of he's the bailam on the kid. You're not the Kohen to bailam. Whenever, even if it's biyodah lemafreh is neman. Because if it's biyodah, you can't say that it's Eid Echad b'hakosha. The chazaka doesn't contradict me. I had control over the chazaka. I could have undone it. So you don't need that it should be biyodah now. Even if it was biyodah an hour ago, it's also biyodah lemafreh is also neman. So Rashi claims in the Baal Yerteses on the Chumash, they quote this pasuk, is the mocker of Shochet has been a bokel of Nei Hashem. No one else is watching. So you see, from this pasuk is the mocker of the din of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. The Kollel is learning Nidorim this year. So there's a basic premise in Maseches Nidorim. The Ol Masechta starts off, the opening Mishnah starts off like that, based on the pasuk in today's Sedra. The three averes for which you bring a chatas al of the yored, you need to bring bashiras of the dalas, or the dalai dalas, and one of them is shuas bitoy. Nefesh ki sishova levate bisvasayim. What do you mean shuas bitoy? Levate bisvasayim, he pronounces with his lips. So the Gemara learns that in shuas dav chavod and beis, and one learns that in the pasuk, if goma beliba tzoch lehoitze bisvasayim, the person made up his mind, he's not going to eat potato chips anymore, but he never said it. If he never said it, then it's not binding. Even though it's Gomba Beliba, Tzoch Lehoitze Bisvasa, because it says Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisvasan. Most of the Rishonim assume that even though the Pasuk only has it by Shvua, most assume that the Din carries over to Neder as well. And that's why you have to have an opening Mishnah in the Dorm, you have the Din of Yad. If a person took a Neder and he never said a full sentence, he said a half a sentence, and we understand based on what he said, what he's driving at, that he wants to take a neder, but he never fully said it. So that's a din we learn out from Psukim, v'yesh yad v'neder, v'yesh yad v'shvur. And most of the Rishonim assume that the din of Bevatei v'shosayim is not restricted only to shvur, carries over to neder. There's a minority in Rishonim that's not accepted, all that no, that din is only by shvur, doesn't apply to neder. But most assume, Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it does apply to neder. Torah has the institution of a chatos. You bring a chatos. So it says if a person did an avera, ohode lov chatos ashechota bo. Ohode means imhoda. If he becomes knowledgeable, if he becomes aware of the fact that he did an avera, then he brings a korban chatos. The Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph raises the question: a chatos is not bo ben eder and edova. Can volunteer a chatos? Chatos osham korban pesach is not bo ben eder and edova. If you're not mechuyev, you can't bring it. So why do you need a pasuk? If and when he becomes aware that he did an avera, then he brings a chatos. If he's not sure, he can't bring a chatos because it's not bob and edom and adov. It'll be chulin ba'azor. It'll be an isa to be makavitz. What do you need the pasuk? Hodolav chatosai. The Tosfos says you need the pasuk for the following case. Let's say the person is a bal tshuva and he's learning Hilcha Shabbos, and he just observed Shabbos. Shabbos come to an end, and he has a very uncomfortable feeling. He has the heebie-jeebies, he thinks he must have been Mechal Shabbos. But he does know enough about Hilcha Shabbos to know that he was Mechal Shabbos. So he's so nervous, he's really mafresh of Korban Chatos. In case I was Mechal Shabbos, here's the Korban Chatos. Then he continues to go to classes. Every week he goes to class and he's learning more. The 39 Melochas. So after a month or two, he finds out, yeah, he was Mechal Shabbos. He did one of those things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and it's Chai V'Chatos. But he was mafish lechatas before he had just had an uncomfortable feeling. He was mafish lechatas before he had yidiyas hachet. So Tosfos says the chatas is not chal. But since the hafrosha took place before yidiyas hachet, the chatas is not chal. He has to be mafish it again. And if he doesn't do another hakdasha, and they go in the makrivit, even after he has the yidiya, but if he doesn't do another hakdasha, then it's chulam bazar, and he's not yotze with it. Because Yediyah Sachet is Mechayiv and Achatos. Before Yediyah Sachet, there's no Chiyiv at all. It's not only before Yediyah Sachet, you can't bring Achatos, because it's not Bob and Edom and Adob, and it may turn out to be Chulam Bazar. It's more than that. Before Yediyah Sachet, there's no Chiyiv to bring Achatos. There is Machlekes HaTanayim and Mishnayis. There is a din if a regular person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he brings a kizbo hasira, that's called the chatos kavua, as opposed to the chatos of the yored, that can be more expensive or less expensive, depending on how much you can afford. The chatos kavua means whether you can afford it or not, that's it. You got to go rob from a bank, steal money from the bank, and bring a chatos, do something, go schnorra money, you got to bring a chatos, okay. So that's called the chatos kavua, as opposed to an olav yored. So the... what does a person bring as a chatos? He brings kizba o seira. What if he's the melech? Who nasi is the melech. Ramban has a suffix. No, the Ramban doesn't have a suffix. The Gemara says in Horius, Hashem nasi yechto only applies to the melech. Doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Gemara in Horius, Ramban has a suffix regarding the pasuk. Nasi b'yamcha lo sa'ar. You know about a curse of Nasi. Maybe there, Nasi includes both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Now here, by the sa'ar Nasi, that if the Melech is Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a sa'ar, usually bring a nekeva, kizbo osira, has to be dafka nekeva. Chatas has to be nekeva, and ola has to be a zohar. But there are a couple of exceptions to the rule, where you bring a chatas and it has to be dafka a zohar. This is one of them. Sa'ar Nasi. If the melech is Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a male. He does bring kizbo osir, he has to bring a so'ir. And par halam dover shel tzibur also is dafka par, not a paro. It has to be dafka zoch and not in the cave. A shlomen can be either zoch or on a cave. But normally, an oila has to be dafka zoch, and a chatas normally has to be dafka in a cave. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has a whole machlekes hatanaim. It's a Mishnah in Hoirius, and it's a discussion of sugya in Ksubis and a sugi in Sanhedrin. What if the melech was Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and before he has yediyah sachet, before he finds out about it, they already demoted him, they already retired him, they fired him, and he's no longer the melech. Or the kohen gadol, if the kohen gadol is Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he brings par kohen gadol. He doesn't bring a kizbo osir. Also brings par kohen gadol, different kind of achatos. So what if when he did the Averi, he was the Kohen Gadol, but he didn't find out, the Yediyah Sachet didn't take place till after they fired him. Tosfos discusses who is the balabas to fire him. Who has the right to fire him? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that the Kohen Gadol is that's a Tosfos in Yuma, in the first parak. The Kohen Gadol is mismane bepeh, he's mistalek bepeh. The same one who has the right to appoint him has the right to fire him. So who has the right to appoint him? Who's the one who appoints the Kohen Gadol? So Tosfos writes, they're not sure. Yerushalmi says he's mismane bepeh, who's peh? So they're not sure whether the Sanhedrin should appoint the Kohen Gadol or Echa Bakohanim. But he's appointed. So the Mishnah has such a machlokes hatanoim. He sinned when he was a Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't have yedias achet till after he's fired. Or he sinned when he was the Melech, and he doesn't have the yedias achet till after he was fired. Or the reverse, he sinned when he was a Hedyot, and then they appoint him as the Kohen Gadol or as the Melech, and then he has the yedias achet. So at the time of the Chet, he had one status. He's supposed to be in one kind of a korban. Time of yedias achet, he already has a different status, different kind of a korban. Lekula or lechumra, whatever direction. So the machlokes hatanaim, which korban does he have to bring? Because the yedias achet is the mechayev over here, not just the avera is the mechayev. The avera is the mechayev plus the yedias achet, and that's why the Gemara has a discussion. What if amaloy? There's a name of a perik in Krisis, amaloy eid echad. So an eid echad comes and he tells me, achalta chelev. Let's say I ate in a kosher restaurant, and I finish eating the steak, and then the waiter runs in and he says, "Oy gebald, you ate the steak? We forgot to cut out the chalev. You ate a kazais of chalev and you chayv to bring a chatas." I said, "I don't know anything about it. It tasted kosher to me." He tells me that I ate chalev. I don't know. So the Mishnah discusses, Eid Echad is not neman to tell me achal te chalev that I'm chayv, unless he can say shtike kohido, unless I don't say anything. If the Eid Echad says achal te chalev and I said I have no idea, then I'm not chayv chatas. If Eid Echad says achal te chalev and I don't say anything, so it sounds like I'm agreeing to the Eid Echad. If I'm in a position to agree, yeah, I saw it was full of chalev. I realized they didn't cut off the chalev. So then, if you can say shtike kohido, then you chayv. If two Eidim come and they tell you achal te chalev, then you chayv chatas. But Eid Echad tells you it's not. Why is Eid Echad tells me achal te chalev? Why don't you say Eid Echad and then be yisurim? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. No, ahod alav chatas velo shehodiyu acherim. If you do acherim, Eid Echad tells me it's no good. If two Eidim tell me that's a birur, Eid Echad tells me that's not considered yediyah sachet. Yediyah sachet is mechayv. Whenever you need yediyah, Eid Echad is not enough. So this carries over with respect to Avelus, the Rosh and Moed Kotten, in Perek Ela Megalchim. The Rosh quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg, his Rebbe, that if an Eid Echad comes and tells me that a relative of mine died, I have to observe Shiva. I have to observe Shiva, because it's the Milsa David Legluy Loi Meshakri Yinshi. The guy would not tell me a lie. The Eid Echad who comes and tells me this story would not tell me a lie, because he knows he can get caught red-handed in the lie. I'm going to call up to find out if they're alive. I'm going to find that the person's still alive. What the guy tell me above him? I said that my relative died. So since it's on Milsa, that's why he's Neman. So Makshim Ho'elam, what did the Imam Rutmer have to come on to a new reason? Milsa David Iglu Loi Meshakrin. Should have said, Avelus is a Yisurim. Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. He tells me that the relative died, so you have to observe Avelus. So the Rabbi Chana Basman has an essay about this. So he explains, because by Avelus is also a din like that. Until you have, the Gemara talks about Shmo Kareva, Shmo Rechoika. When did I hear about the death of the relative? Did I hear about it within 30 days of the Misa or after 30 days? So if I hear about it within 30 days, that's called Shmo Kareva. If I found out about the death of the relative after 30 days, it's called Shmo Rechoika. So you see from the Gemara that the Yediyas HaMisa, the Yediyas Mechayiv and Avelus. Before Yediyah, there's no Chiyav Avelus. That's what they give that din in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I made up, I'm going to drive somebody to the wedding. I'm a doctor in a hospital, and I made up, I'm going to go to a wedding tonight. I'm going to drive someone else to the wedding. And I know that person's father just died today in the hospital. So I can pick him up and drive him to the wedding and dance with him. There's no lift neighbor the city, Michshol. But I'm Machshol him. He doesn't know that he's supposed to observe Avelus. So it says in Shulchan Aruch calls man that he does know that the relative died. He's not mechuyev to observe any avelus. There's no iser. Whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. If I'll give him treif for food, and he does know that it's treif, That's an aver. You can't say whatever he does now won't hurt him. No, he did an aver b'shoigeg, because you don't need yedias hamacholos asuris that it should be yosa. Treif is treif. But as far as averus is concerned, like chi of chatos, it says a hadolav chatos. So you need yedias. So by averus also, you need shmor krov shmor chorka the shmiya. The yedias averus is what's mechayv. There's no yedias, not mechayv. So that's why the Maam Rutmerk says mikiv edin erechot shouldn't be believed. Just like a hodelav chatos of lo sheodiu acherim, if an erecha tells me that achal techele b'shoigeg, strictly speaking, I'm not mechuyev to bring a chatos, because that's not called yediyah. If two edim tell me that's called yediyah, but if erecha tells me that's not called yediyah, erecha is namen beisurim, but not that it's called yediyah. The only reason why it is called yediyah because milsa david eleglur loy mishakri inshi. So therefore, you have to observe the avelos. Where else do you have that din? Rabbi Chana has a whole essay. You have it in another two cases. You have it by chatos, you need yediyah to be mechayev, you need yediyah by avelos. Then he has another two cases. One is mamzeris, sofek mamzeris, mutam in atoira. It's only awesome in the Rabbanon. Why is it sofek mamzer mutam in atoira? Because kol zman that is no, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, mamzer vadev eloi mamzer sofek. So you need yediyah sa mamzeris that the yisr should be noyeg. So the Gemara tells in the end of Kiddushin, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would be walking with his students, so he would whisper to them, make sure you don't marry anybody from this family because they're all mamzerim. So why didn't he tell the whole public? Whatever they won't know won't hurt them. If they don't realize that they're mamzerim, so they're allowed to marry everybody else. But I'm telling you, don't marry them because... So why did he tell the students? The Gemara said, because ein ashchina shara el al mishpachas miyuchosas sheb Yisrael. If you're going to marry a girl from this family without knowing it, it's mutter for you to marry, even though the girl is a mamzer, so you're allowed to marry, but your children won't be able to be zechut to have hashuas hashchina. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted his talmidim, tanoim, he wanted them to be able to have children who will be big miuchasim, that they should have a hashuas hashchina. So the Gemara has it regarding mamzeris, a mamzer shen yedu is mutter min ha-Torah. The suffix mamzer is also mid the rabbanon, because mid the rabbanon yediyah suffix is also called yediyah. So it's called a mamzer yodua mid the rabbanon. He called it a mamzer yodua. And the fourth case is the case of orla b'chutzlards. We spoke a lot about it. Suffix orla b'chutzlards. When we learn brachas daf lamedvav, the Gemara says suffix orla b'chutzlards is mutter. So the Gemara says it's in brachas daf lamedvav. I think his kiddushin also daf lamedvav, the same daf. Something like that, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Amoraim who had Orla growing, they planted trees and had Orla, so they used to feed it to each other. I would give you a gift of the fruits that are Orla. Whatever you don't know won't hurt you. If I give you Chazan, whatever you don't know, you're eating Chazan. It is an Aver, but if I give you Orla b'chutzlorts, since it didn't say Sofag Orla b'chutzlorts is Mutter, Kach Nemra Halacha, Halacha L'Mashim Messinai, Sofag Orla b'chutzlorts is Mutter, so you need yediyah of the facts in order that there should be an isur of eating orlo. So even though I know it's vaday orlo, but I give it to you, so you don't know. So there's no lifnei v'desitei mirshol, because for you it's hetar gomer. So that's Rabbi Chanan has all these four cases together: the mamzeris with the orlo v'chutz lorets, with the chiyav chatas, and the avelos. He says, strictly speaking, I can read you a shidduch with a mamzeris, a mamzer with a kosher. If I don't tell anybody that anybody's a mamzer, you're never going to find out, so it's a heter gomer. I'll be cheating you, though, because your children won't have an opportunity to have ashoas hashchina.
Is that able to explain more clearly, or even chatchila, you can have something other than because it comes to such a bit of dimming idea, so if you don't know, even chatchila, you can go take something
other than yeah, that's right. Whenever there's no yediyah, so there's no, it's hetagama, because the yediyah is the mechayev, yeah. So that's the taisis in Shavuos Dav Dalet, taisis comments on the pasuk, that you need yediyah to be mechayev in the chatos, not only because if you're mesupik, so it'll be a safik chulim bazar, because not bob ben edem and adob. It's more than that. The kedusha is not chal, you're not mechayev to bring a chatos, unless there's yediyah sachet. Yediyas achet is mechayev in tshuva. Yediyas achet is mechayev in tshuva. The Gemara says when a person is magdish a behema or an oaf, as a chatas, an ola, a shlomim, whatever it is, so it gets kedushas haguf lamizbech right away with the kedushas peh. If you're magdish menachas and esochim, so it only gets kedushas domim lamizbech. Doesn't get kedushas haguf lamizbech till you do kiddush kli. That's the Mishnah. The name of the perek ha menachas van esochim. The end of menachas. A menachas van esochim mishikitshu bekli. Up until if you mafrish a bottle of wine, a mafrish a sack of flour from menachas and esochim, it only gets kedushas damim lamizbech. Kedushas damim lamizbech lends itself to pidyon. But once you put it in a klisharis, then it gets kedushas guf lamizbech. Kedushas guf lamizbech doesn't lend itself to pidyon. But behema v'yof, it's not so. It's all based on psukim chumash. Behema v'yof, when you make the kedushas peh, it gets right away. Kedushas guf lamizbech doesn't have any pidyon. Until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum kavua, then you can be poida. If something has kedushas domim lamizbeach, it has pidyon. That's one kind of pidyon. If you have kedushas aguf lamizbeach, it doesn't have pidyon. If it gets a mum kavua, then it has pidyon. That's a different than pidyon. It's not the same kind. One is a pidyon hamafkir kedusha. If the whole kedusha that it has is only kedushas domim lamizbeach, so then you pay it, so the whole kedusha goes off. So there isn't anything, nothing is going to remain behind afterwards. It's muta begiza b'avoida. But if you had a carbon that got a kedusha aguf lamizbech and it gets a mum carbon shahumam v'nifte, then you have psukim l'chumish. That's a different kind of pinyon. That's a pinyon hamatir. That's not a pinyon hamafkir kedusha, because kedusha aguf is never poker. Kedusha aguf doesn't go off. If you do a pinyon on a behemah that gets a mum kavua, so the pinyon is matayu that you can shecht the chutz la'azara. There's a svar, maybe even allowed to shecht it in the azara. Even though you're not allowed to shecht chulim ba'azara, they ask the ragachov about this. So they have it in the collection of the what they call shadis ha'tshuvis, tzafnas panech. It's not shadis ha'tshuvis. The practice used to be the bochim and the yeshivas in Europe, the litvish yeshivas and the chsidish yeshivas, they always used to send a postcard to the ragachov with a kasha, with a shaila, and then he would answer hundreds of postcards all the time. They always would send a double postcard with postage prepaid, so you wouldn't have to pay. If you didn't have to pay for the postage, it would go broke because he wrote so many postcards. And then they printed all these postcards later on. So they asked them, is it permissible to shecht psule hamigdosh? Psule hamigdosh means a carbon that got a kedusha guf lamizbech humam v'nifte, got a mum kavu and you were poida. But it retains the kedusha. It's also begins of avoida, the Gemara says. Also begins of avoida men ha-toira. So maybe it's a korban and it's mutarima to shecht it in the azara. Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the psule hamikdoshim are still a korban, and even though you can shecht the chutz lazara, but it requires the hilcha shechita of kachim. It's not the hilcha shechita of chulin. There's a difference. Misasek, let's say a person takes a knife and he throws it to hit a target, and it happens that a bird flies by or an animal walks by and accidentally the knife did a proper shechita. Very far-fetched. One chance in a million that it's going to happen. But the Gemara talks about that also. So the Gemara says, for shechitas chulin, it's okay. That's called misasek. He was trying to hit the target with the knife. It turns out the knife was a sharp knife and had no pegimus, and it shechted an animal, it shechted a chicken. So that's good. But by kachim, it's no good. Even if you intend to shecht, you didn't realize that it was a korban. If you didn't realize that it was a korban, then misasek is possible by kachim. You have to do a shechita has different dinim. Shechita's kachim has different dinim. So that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that psule hamikdoshim shehum muvinivdu need the shechita of kachim because it retains the din of hegdish. It's a pinyon hamatir. It's not a pinyon hamafkia kedusha. The Gemara says that it's still oisa tmura. If you have a carbon and you decide you want to switch it, you say harezu tachazu. So he did an aver of a hayuhu smarasi yakodesh, they're both kodesh. So the Gemara said the psula megdashim shuhumu buvin ivdu, after you applied it, it's still oisa tmura. So you see the fairish, it still has the din of a carbon. It has pidyon, but it's a pidyon hamatir, it's not a pidyon hamafkiya kedusha. The din is, the Gemara learns that from the Mishnah and Me'ila learns that from the Psukim in the end of today's Sedra. You have the institution of Me'ila. If a person is moil behegdish, how does it say in the Chumash? Nefesh kisim al ma v'chota b'shgogon l'kotchi Hashem. Kotchi Hashem means kotchi kotchim, as opposed to kotchim kalim. So if a person is nene from kotchi kotchim, b'shoigeg, he has to bring korban me'ilah. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, e me'ilah elo shini mishus. Says kisim al ma'al. So the Gemara says, whenever someone is moil behegdish, the hegdish is yotze l'chulin. Because it says, simo mal emilo alishini mishushin emar, mol amal beisho. But in Eshet Zish, it's mezana. So the Pasuk in Parshas Nasa used the verb, mol amal beisho, means she's yotze mishush bailo. She goes to someone other than her husband, she has an affair with them. So here also you learn that from mol amal beisho, emilo alishini mishush, that the hegdish is yotze l'chulin, because it says, Nefesh kisim amal v'chata b'shkog mekotshi Hashem. So the Gemara says the only time the hegdish is yotze lechulin ayidei me'ila is if the nature of the hegdish is such that it lends itself to pidyon. If the hegdish doesn't lend itself to pidyon, let's say it's kotshi mizbeach. It's kotshi mizbeach that have no mum, not psul emigdosh. Kotshi mizbeach that have no mum. Or it's a klishoris. Has no pidyon. So whenever you have a hegdish that's not yotze l'chulin ayidei pidyon, then it's not yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila either. It would appear that the halacha that says that when you moil the hegdish, it's yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila is considered a form of pidyon. Usually the pidyon is when us not kesef v'kamlo. When you give the kesef or the shavi kesef to the gizba shal hegdish, so that's paid to the hegdish. And here the Torah says that the chiyuv, that you're mechuyuv to give the kar v'chaymish, even though you didn't give it yet, the fact that you're mechuyuv to give the kar v'chaymish when you do meila, that serves as the pidyon. So only such a hegdish that lends itself to pidyon is yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila. If it's kotchi mizbeach, dusha gufla mizbeach, korbanis behema klisharis, the Mishnah says a meila, daf yitzayin, behema klisharis is not yotze l'chulin ayidei pidyon, so it's not yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. What if his psula hamikdashim shehumamu has a mum kavua? So it does lend itself to pidyon, but it's a different kind of pidyon. It's a pidyon hamatir. It's not a pidyon hamafkiya kedusha, because it had a kedusha guf la mizbeach. So kedusha is a guf like paka bichdi. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. If you have a korban that had kedusha guf and it got a mum kavua and you weren't yet paid, if you'll be nenem and a hegdish, will it be yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila? Is that considered the nature of the kedusha, is that it does lend itself to pidyon? No, that's a different kind of pidyon. It's not a pidyon hamafkir kedusha, that's a pidyon hamatir. So maybe then it's not yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila. That's a machlokes satanoim. There are two different funds in the Beis HaMikdash. There's kotchi mizbeach and there's kotchi berek habayis. Kotchi berek habayis is mom and hegdish. It belongs to the hegdish. Kotchi mizbeach, the Gemara says, before you magdish it, the Gemara has an expression in Bava Kamma, Perek Meruba. Meikora originally Tura de Reuven. The shore belonged to Reuven. Vahashta Tura de Reuven. After you magdish it, it's still Tura de Reuven. The shore still belongs to you. If you donate a korban to Berek Habayis, you donate a behemoth, you donate anything to Berek Habayis, that's Momen Hegdish Bikinyan. It belongs to Hegdish. But if you magdish something as an oil, as a shlomim, as a chatas, as an osham, whatever, korban pesel, whatever you magdish it, it belongs to you. The Gemara has a whole machlokes hatanaim in Kiddush in the end of the second perek and above the Kama. The first perek, in other mesichtas, different places, where the korbanos amam and bailam amam and gavoya. And Rabbi Yosef Glili has a compromise, kochim kalim amam and bailam, kochim kochim amam and gavoya. Different shittas in the tanaim, where the korbanos amam and bailam amam and gavoya. So Reb Chaim explains in his sefer that it's not to be taken literally, mom and gavoya. It does mean that it belongs to Agdash. All the karbonas are mom and bailam. The Gemara learns that from Psukim, that even though the karbonas belong to me, it's called, I'm the bala karbon. I get the kapara. So the din is that the animal belongs to me. We treat it as if it were mom and gavoya, that it's not proper to sell it, or it's not proper to be mekadosh anisha with it. But it does not to be taken literally that it's mom and gavoya. It's really mom and bailam, but it's disrespectful to sell it or to be mekadosh anisha with the basara kabbana. So we use a melitza, so we say it's mom and gavoya. But it isn't really so. The Rambam is explicitly like that. The Rambam is beferish. The Rambam talks about a concept of hegdish ilui. Hegdish ilui is a gemara at the very end of Tmura, towards the very end of Tmura. Hegdishila means you superimpose one kedusha on top of the other. So the Gemara says Hegdishila only works in one direction, not the other. If you have kachim mizbeach, I have a shlomim or I have a chatos, and then I want to superimpose kedusha beter kabayis on top of that. So the Gemara says the kedusha beter kabayis is chal on top of the kachim mizbeach. But if it's the reverse, first I have an animal and I designated it for beter kabayis, then I want to superimpose kedushas mizbeach on top of berak habayis. So the Rambam says that you can't do because they don't amag d'shdovishen shaloi. It doesn't belong to you. So if they don't amag d'shdovishen shaloi, how come it works in the other direction? If you first made it into a carbon and then you want to be magdish, it superimpose kedushas berak habayis on top of kedushas mizbeach. You should also say eidon amag d'shdovishen shaloi. So the answer is it is shaloi. It's beferish in the Rambam. It is shaloi. We call it mamagavai, means it's a bizoyan to the kedusha to give it as a gift to someone or to sell the carbon to someone or to be mikadosh an issue with it. It's a bizoyan to the kedusha to treat it as if it's yours. But if you superimpose a higher level of kedusha on top of it, superimpose kedusha rekabais on top of kachim mizbeach, that's not considered a bizoyan to the kedusha. So that can be chal. So that's called hegdishilui. Hegdishilui, you superimpose one kedusha al gabi the other kedusha. I remember when Rabbi Soloveitchik was explaining that then, he said, in Yiddish, you usually call a vilde Eloi, a wild genius, is called an Eloi. But he says, Hegdish Eloi has nothing to do with any wild geniuses. Hegdish Eloi means he's superimposing one Kedusha on top of the other Kedusha. The Gemara has a comment on Pasuk Gimel, and today said, Yakir Vosa Lir Tzono. So the Gemara says if a person took a neder to bring a carbon oila and he changes his mind, he doesn't want to do it. So yakrivosa means kofen also. The bezin forces him to bring the carbon that he shouldn't violate his neder. He has an aver if he violates the neder. But then the next part says lirtzo no. It should be with his agreement. Hakal tzichem das. When you bring the carbonis, you need that the one on whose behalf the carbon is offered should agree to it. So don't the two phrases contradict to each other? Yakrivosa means shikof, malam shikofen also, and then letzona means it has to be to his, with his agreement. So the Gemara says, yes, makan also, achayama rotzani. We beat him up until he says, yes, I want to be magdish the carbon. So what does that help? We beat him up until he says yes. So what it means is, the Pasha B'chat Nimara, we beat him up until he blurts out a statement that we didn't force him to say. We put a piece of paper in front of him. We say, you better make this statement. And he says, crying, and he says, I want to be magdush de carbon. He just says what it says on the paper. I said, that's not acceptable. But if we keep on beating him up, and he says, okay, don't beat me. I wanted to give it anyway. I was going to give it anyway. I just wanted to wait a little bit. So if he volunteers more than we force him to do, so then it's called lirtzono. Then it's called lirtzono. That's yakribah kofenosa, and it's lirtzono. So the Mishnah has this in Erechin. Then the Mishnah said the same with respect to a get. Sometimes there are cases, not all cases, sometimes the bezin will declare that the husband is mechuyev to give his wife a get because he's acting improperly to his wife and will force him to give her a get. But the get has to be given midaito. So we'll makanoso, achiyama reitzani. We beat him up till he blurts out his statement. You don't have to hit me, I was going to do it anyway. If he volunteers something on his own that we didn't, now we put a piece of paper and say what it says on the piece of paper. If he volunteers something on his own, then the Mishnah puts the two together. Yakavosa litzana by the karbonis, and the same thing by the get. Posekei says, v'shochatas ben abok, and doesn't say who shechts. Shochatas ben abok, lifnei Hashem, v'ikriva b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim esadom. So it says you need b'nei Aharon HaKohanim for the Hikrivu. The Hikrivu usually means Halocha Sadam, but here it's missing Kabbalah Sadam. So the Gemara says the Hikrivu includes Kabbalah Sadam, Halocha Sadam. Then it says Vizorka Sadam on the Mizbech. Vizorka is plural. It goes on the Hikrivu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim. So you see the Kabbalah v'yelach mitzvahs kuhuna. After Kabbalah Sadam, Kabbalah, Halocha, Zrika, has to be done by Kohanim, but the Shechita is Ksheir Bizar. The Shochet is Ben Abakal of Hashem doesn't say that you need a Kohen. The Mishnais have in Yuma that they used to have a Hagrola, they used to have a whole sort of a lottery, which Kohen has the right to Shecht, the Tomid, Shal Shacha, which kohen has the right to shech the Mosafim? Why only Kohanim? They should have opened up the lottery to everybody. So the Rishonim say over there, the Meiri has it. You don't have too many Rishonim on Yom. The Meiri has over there, there was a Chumra that they introduced in the Beis HaMikdosh, that the Korbanos Tzibur should only be done by Kohanim. Even though Shechitah Ksher Bazar, by Korbanos Tzibur, they insist on having Kohanim do it. There's a line in the Zohar, on this Pasuk, that it says Shechitah Ksher Bazar. So the Zohar has a concept that they used to be mahadir b'dafke, not to have Kohanim do the Shechitah, because the Kohanim are supposed to be the rabbis. And if the Zohar assumes that if a person is a shechet, he's going to develop a hard personality. He's not going to be soft-hearted. And Rabbanim have to be sympathetic for the balabatim. The Kohanim have to be sympathetic to the tzibur when they ask a shayla, so they have to be noita lahakel. If you're going to be hard-hearted, then you won't have the interest of the balabasa in mind. So the Zohar has such a concept that since Shechita Ksher Bazar, it's a hidur, dafke not to have Kohanim do the Shechita. We don't want the Kohanim, who are supposed to be the rabbis. We don't want them to develop amidas achzorius. We want them to have soft amidas. So the Mishnah says that by behemoth and oifus, when you make kedushas peh, I designate this animal as an oila, as a shlomim, as a chatas, as an osham, whatever, as a korban pesach, it gets right away kedushas haguf lamizbeach. By menachas and sochmi you need kiddush kli, but by behemoth and oifus you don't need kiddush kli. But then the Gemara talks in the end of menachas, the Gemara talks about sakin mekadosh. When you shech the korbanos, the sakin is mekadosh the korbanos. When mekadosh the korbanos, they already had Kedusha from before. What's being added when you have Saka in the Kaddish? How come Saka in the Kaddish? So Taisus, the first Taisus in Ezel Mekoyman, has two opinions. The fact that the Saka is Mekaddish is an indication the Saka has to be a Klishoris, or not necessarily so. So that's two opinions in Taisus. The main opinion of Taisus is that it doesn't have to be a Klishoris, and they bring a rife in the opening Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman. It says Kotche Kodash Mshchitas Matzofen, the Kibul Domen Bechlishar is Batzofen. Zofen is the right hand side of the Azor. There are several differences between Kotche Kotchem and Kotchem Kalim. Oilo and Chatos and Oshem and Menoches are all Kotche Kotchem. So one difference is that Me'ila, Nefesh Kisim Amal Vechot Bishkog Mekotche Hashem, Kotchem Hamiuchodim Lashem, so that's only Kotche Kotchem. There's no Me'ila be Kotchem Kalim. If you mull the kotchi kalim, it's not yotze l'chulin, you're not mechuyev to bring Hashem me'ilas. Only if it's mikotchi Hashem, kotchim ha'michodim Hashem, that's kotchi kotchim. The emurim of the kotchim kalim, the Mishnah says, have the status of kotchi kotchim. That's kotchim ha'michodim Hashem, the emurim you're going to burn on the mizbeach. So one difference is between kotchi kotchim and kotchim kalim, that there's only me'ila by kotchi kotchim. Another difference is you need tzofen. Tzofen is the right-hand side of the Azor. It's considered more important than the left-hand side of the Azor. Most people are right-handed, I think. So we assume that the Avodah by the Kohanim have to be righties. If the Kohen is a lefty, he can't be makariv Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. He has to be a righty, he has to do the Avodah with his right hand. If he does bismol, he does an Avodah bismol, it'll be possible. So the Kotchi Kotchim have to have Shechitasim at Tzofen on the right-hand side of the Azor. The Kibul Domon, Bichlishar is batzofen. The avodah has to be done batzofen. What else? Kotchi kotchim, the zman achila is more restricted. Kotchim kalim, the basic kotchim kalim is a shlomim. Shlomim is nechol shnei yamim v'laylo echot. And kotchi kotchim, the zman is yom v'laylo. If you wait till alos hashachar, it'll be nifsal balina. It's more restricted in zman, more restricted in mokum. If you take it chutz l'mkom, it's nifsal b'yotzei. So the makam of Kotchi Kotchim is the Azor, and the makam of Kotchi Kalim is Yerushalayim. So let's say you have the Emurim of Kotchim Kalim. The Emurim of Kotchi Kalim have the status of Kotchi Kotchim. So if you take Mechutz L'Azor, there'll be Nifsal B'Yotze. That's a Gemara Me'ila. The Emurim of Kotchim Kalim have a din of Kotchi Kotchim. So these are several differences between Kotchi Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. The people who eat it are also restricted. Who can eat Shlomim? Any Jewish person who's tohar, you're not supposed to give it to goyim, can't give it to a Jew who's tameh, but any Jewish person who's tohar can eat kochim kalim, and you can eat it in Yerushalayim, you can eat it in Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Kochim is more restricted, can only be eaten Yom HaLayla Ad Chatzos, can only be eaten in the Azara, it can only be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. Only Zichrei Kuhuna. The Pasuk says that when you give the Matnas Kuhuna to the Kohanim, they should eat it. Vayisalahem L'moshcha. What do you mean L'moshcha? The Gemara says L'gedula. That they should eat it. G'derach Sham Lochem Oichlem. The Kohanim should eat the Chatzos and the Yosham. L'moshcha L'gedula G'derach Sham Lochem Oichlem. So that's a question that the Bali Atosis raised. You have to eat. The kachikachim have to be eaten in the Azara. We have a din, either a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. We were talking about it yesterday. Ein yeshiva ba'azara ela lemalchim beis David belvad. So the Kohanim are not from the Malchim beis David. Malchim beis David are from Shevet Yehuda. The Kohanim are from Shevet Levi. So the Kohanim are not allowed to sit, even in Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azara. So they're going to eat all the chatas and the yoshim in a standing position. That's normal. In a fast food store. When you eat a hot dog, so you eat it standing. But that's not the Moshchal Gedulach Dersham Lachem Oichlim. So the Mishnah Melech quotes the Balei Atosis. We have it printed on the side of the Gemara in the Shita Mekubetzes. And he had it, his Gemara didn't have a Shita Mekubetzes. The Vilna Shas put in the Shita Mekubetzes. He had it in manuscript. So he quotes the Balei Atosis to discuss this issue. So they have a big machlokes. Some of the Balei Atosis say that for the sake of eating Kachi Kachim, the Moshchal Gedulach Dersham Lachem Oichlim, we must have permitted the Kohanim to eat the kachikachim in the Azara in a sitting position. That's not bekavadik to eat in a standing position. That's not gedarch shamloch moshlim. The other opinion is no. They had to eat the kachikachim in a standing position. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay in his sefer, Asman Deraisa. In the first essay, he says he doesn't understand why the Rishonim had a big problem. There's a location in the Azara where you're allowed to eat kachikachim and you are allowed to sit. It's called Azara for the purpose of eating Kachi Kachim, and it's not called Azara with respect to the prohibition Ben Yeshiva Bazar. Where is that? So he quotes it to the Beferish and Mishnah, Masechus Maisusheni. If you have a room, there are Mekadesh, the Azara is in the middle of the Harabayas. So what do you do if you have a room that's really located in the Harabayas, but it only has one entrance? The only way to get into the room is lishkas habnayis bachol psuchas lakodesh. It's a lishka, a room, a cheder. That's bani bachol. It's not built in the Azara. It's built on the Harabais, but it's psuchas lakodesh. The only way to get into the room is by going into the Azara first. So the Mishnah has a Masechas Mashisheni that lishkas habnayis bachol psuchas lakodesh, you're permitted to eat kachi kachim there. And Tosfos has a raya from a Gemara that you're permitted to sit there. There's no prohibition of the Yeshiva Bazar. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel Tain is. Why did the Rishonim have such a big problem about where the Kohanim, how are the Kohanim going to eat the Kachi Kachim and the Azor in a standing position and not allowed to sit? Why don't they give this solution? That Lishkas Abinayas Pachol and the Bai Sheni, they had this solution. Bai Rishon, I wonder if they had this. The Mishnah is talking about the Bai Sheni. There was such an institution as Lishkas Abnei Spachol or Psuchas Lakodesh. So getting back again. So the din is when you magdish a behema or an oaf, it right away gets a kedusha guf lamizbech. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Sakeh Mekadesh? What does it mean Sakeh Mekadesh? So Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Ezel Mekayman, has two opinions. Does the Sakan have to be a klisharis or not? If you say Sakan Mekadesh, it sounds like it has to be a klisharis. So there are two opinions in Tosfos. Yes or no? The Rambam has a third opinion that didn't occur to Tosfos, that l'chatchila should be a klisharis, but b'dieved the shechita is good, the shechita's kachem is good, even though it's not a klisharis. Now Moshe Feinstein has in the back of one of his volumes of Tshuvas a whole section on kachem. He talks about these three opinions, whether the Sakan has to be klisharis. So the Rambam has the third opinion, the Chatchila should be, but he has it kosher without. But Tosfos has two opinions only, whether yes or no, I'm showing. So one opinion of Tosfos is the Sakan doesn't have to be klisharis. It's not a klisharis. So how do you apply the expression Sakan Mekadosh? How is it Sakan Mekadosh? When you put something in a klisharis, it's Mekadosh. Here you're not even putting it in the klisharis, and it's not even a klisharis, it's a knife. So the answer is, Davoy de Rishayna is Mekadosh. The Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, Shechita is Davoy de Rishayna. So there's a famous line from the Merkevus HaMishnah. Merkevus HaMishnah is a commentary on the Rambam, who always gives the most bland pshat in the Rambam. Whenever there's a complicated Rambam, difficult Rambam, so he always gives the most posh pshat. So usually we don't go for his Pasha Pshat. Usually we go for something that's a little more elegant. But once in a while, the Pasha Pshat is the correct Pshat. Once in a while, the Rakevus HaMishnah hits the spot. So here there's a line in the Rakevus HaMishnah that Rabbi Menachem Zember quotes. Hardly anybody reads the Rakevus HaMishnah these days. So you have to have, years ago, it used to be a standard sefer. Everybody looked in the Rambam Rakevus HaMishnah. Here there's so many Svarim today, there's so many Svarim, so hardly anybody reads it. But Rabbi Menachem Zember has a whole essay, he quotes this once, he made this line famous. He says that even though by Behemoth and Oifus it has already the full Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, he still needs Saka Mekadesh. There's a higher level above Kedusha Saguf LaMizbeach, it's called Kedusha Korban. After you do the Avodah Rishayna, the Shechita doesn't mean Saken the Kaddish because the Saken is a Klisharis. Taisis proofs in the Mishnah doesn't have to be Klisharis because the Mishnah says Kachi Kachim Shechitas Matzofen V'kibul Domen B'Klisharis Batzofen. Doesn't say Shechitas B'Klisharis Batzofen. It says Kibul Domen B'Klisharis Batzofen. Sounds like Shechitas is B'Klicho. Saken the Saken be Mekaddish if it's not even a Klisharis. The answer is the Sakan Mekadesh is not because the Sakan is a Klisharis, because the Sakan is the Avodah Rishayna. So before you do the Shechita, while the animal is alive, it has what we call Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach. So that's enough to say it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. But still, you need the Sakan to be Mekadesh to give it the Kedusha's Korban. It doesn't get the Kedusha's Korban to do the first Avodah. So let's say you have Menachas. So Menachas and Esochim. So when you have a Korban Mincha, when you make Kedusha's Peh, it only has Kedusha's Domim LaMizbeach. Doesn't get Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach until you put it into a Klisharis. That's the Mishnah. Menachas van Soch Mishikitra B'Kli. Until Kiddush Kli, it doesn't have Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach. After you put it in a Klisharis, now it has Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, but it's still like a live animal until you do the Avodah Rishon, until you do the Kmitza, so it's like Balei Chaim. So let's say there's a machlokes in the Gemara and we pass in Balei Chaim and in Nidochim. The psul of Dichri doesn't apply to live animals. Why not? So that's what Menachem Zember has this and others have it as well. The live animal only has Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, but it doesn't have Kedusha's Korban. So just like there's no psul of Dichri on Behemas Chulin, let's say I have a chulin dikah behem, I was never magnishit yet, and then the mizbech falls apart, and then they rebuild the mizbech. So you're going to say all the animals that were alive at the time the mizbech was nifkam, the mizbech has to be a perfect square. So the mizbech gets chipped, and it's no longer ravua, it's no longer square. So you can't be makar of the karbonis. So you say all the behemas chulin can no longer be used for karbonis. No, the psul of dichui only applies if it's already hugdash. So let's say I shechted the korban, I have the dam in a klisharis, and the mizbech collapses. So the Gemara says you can't continue hold the dam and wait till they cement the mizbech, till they fix it, and then bizarre the dam. Since there was 5 minutes of time that the dam cannot be sprinkled on the mizbeach until they fixed it, so you say there's a psul of dichay. So we paskin Balei Chaim and nidochem, even though it's already hugdash. At the time that he made the Kedusha Sper, he already had a Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, but he didn't have the Kedusha's Korban yet. So that's why we say, Balei Chaim made him in the Dochim, because Kolzman, he didn't do that. But the Rishayna, he doesn't have the full Kedusha's Korban. So that would be the same by a Korban Mincha, even after Kiddush Kli, but after Kiddush Kli, just has a Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, until you do that, but the Rishayna, until you do the Kmitza. Just like by Korbanis, the Radala Ravaydus Adam, so the Rashi and Sota wrote, the Radalar Avodah is by the Mincha as well. So the Avodah of Kmitza is parallel to the Avodah of Shechita because you mevar the Chebel Gavoya. You separate the dam to be Zorik on the Mizbech from the rest of the Behema, like you separate the comets from the rest of the Mincha to be Makta the comets on the Mizbech. So that's a Chiddush. That's an interesting Chiddush. So just like Balei Chaim, Einam Nidochem, because it doesn't yet have the Kedusha's Korban, has Kedusha Guf LaMizbech, it doesn't have Kedusha's Korban. So the same would be a mincha after Kiddush Kli, but before Kmitza, has a Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, but it doesn't have a Kedusha's Korban yet. Till you do the Avodah Rishayna. So Tosfos says that. Tosfos says, B'negei to Psul Yotze. Let's say I'm Magdash Behema Achatos Hashlam Menoyla, and it's roaming around somewhere. It's roaming around in the world. So you say it's Nifsal B'Yotze. No, the Psul Yotze is not Chal on the animal till after Avodah Rishayna. After you do the Shechita, So Saka Mekadesh, after the Avodah Rishayin HaPshchita, the animal is not called the Kedushas Korban. So now if it'll be Yotze, if it's Kachim Kachim, take it out of the Azara, Kachim Kalim, take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsa B'Yotze. So Mincha also, even after Kiddush Kli, Tosfos says quite a few places in Kachim, a mincha is not nifsal b'yotze just because you made a kiddush kli. Until you do the kmitza, it's like balichaim. That is, it only has a kedusha haguf lamizbech, but it doesn't have a kedusha karban yet. So that's what some say. Then you get to dichui also, that there wouldn't be a psul dichui on a mincha in between kiddush kli and the kmitza, because before the avodah bishan, it only has kedusha damim lamizbech. It doesn't have the kedusha. Even after Kiddush Kli, it only has Kedushas Haguf Lamizbech, but it doesn't yet have the Kedushas Korban, till Avodah Rishayim. Different levels of Kedusha. The pasuk says that when you do the soyer par halam davar shel tzibur or par koyim mashiach, so that's from the Purim HaNisrafim. Normally, achatas, the bisar achatas zitin by zichri kune yom v'laylo at chatzos in the azara, but kol chatas hoshiv v'medova midoma v'kodesh p'nima, but par halam davar shel tzibur and the par koyim mashiach, the Avodah is done in the Hechel. It's not done on the Mizbech Achitza. It's done in the Hechel. So that's Purim HaNisrofim. So what's the din in Purim HaNisrofim? The Kohanim don't eat it. So where do you burn it? So the Pasuk says, they burn it Mechutz L'Shalosh Machnos. So that's an interesting din. When you have a Korban that became Pasul, let's say Pigol or Noisar, so the mitzvah is to burn it when it's Pasul, B'Sarafta Sanaisa Ba'esh, you're supposed to burn it in the Azara, because you're burning it B'Psul. But if you have a korban that's Purim HaNisrofim, you're burning it hechsher bekach, then you burn a chutz l'shalosh machnas. If anything, it should have been, that's like counterintuitive. It should have been the reverse, but that's what the psukim say. The Purim HaNisrofim, so this reifa takes place mechutz l'shalosh machnas. Usually there's no smicha on a korban tzibur, that's a mishnah. Smicha can only be done by the bala korban, the one on whose behalf the korban is offered. So when you have a korban tzibur, tamidim himself, and that are brought every day of the year, that's a korban tzibur. So what are you going to have? The whole klal Yisrael is going to stand there in the azara do smicha. The Mishnah says smicha can only be done by the balim, so korban tzibur never needs smicha. But there are a few exceptions to the rule where you have a korban tzibur, you do have smicha. So one of them is the par halam dover shel tzibur, that's offered on behalf of the tzibur. So it says in the Chumash that a representation of the Bez Nagadol should do this smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And on Yom Kippur, one of the karbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings on behalf of Klal Yisrael, it says the Kohen Gadol does smicha. So the Mishnah has, in the end of Zvachim, the Mishnah has that normally Korban Tziba doesn't have smicha. There are two or three exceptions to the rule. So in the third one, there's a Machlokes Hatanoim, where that too is an exception to the rule. There is a Mishnah in the beginning of the first perek in Maseches Megillah. Mishnah talks about Eimed Adirishan Lo Adesheni Ala Mikra Megillah Bavad. You celebrate Purim and Adesheni as opposed to Machlokes Hatanoim. We paskin when you have Adirishan Lo Adesheni, celebrate in Adesheni. So the Mishnah talks about Ein Bein Adirishan Lo Adesheni. Then it was Torah Shabbat Peh. So they want to put all the Ein Beins together in order to remember everything. So you have a whole bunch of Ein Beins. The Mishnah has Ein Bein, there are two kinds of a Kohen Gadol. The Bais Sheni period, there was no Meshicha B'Shem and HaMishcha, because towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, Yoshio HaMelech was Goynes, the Shem and HaMishcha in the basement. So there wasn't Shem and HaMishcha the whole Bais Sheni period. So how did you make a Kohen Gadol? The way to make a Kohen Gadol is with Meshicha B'Shem and HaMishcha. So the answer is, the Gemara says they did it through Ribui B'Gadim. The person chosen to function as the Kohen Gadol would put on the Shmona Begadim, he would do Avodah with it. So that made him into a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, the end of the first parak, is there any difference between this Kohen Gadol and that Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol who had Meshich Meshem and Amishcha, and the Kohen Gadol who didn't, he just had Merubah Begadim. So it says the difference is, Par Habo I'll call HaMitzvah. So what does that mean? So Rashi translates the Mishnah that it's alluding to the Parsha and today's Sedra. Par Abba Kol HaMitzvah is Par Helam Dovishal Tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol made a mistake in Pesach, they permitted a certain kind of chametz, they permitted a certain Moloch on Shabbos, they permitted a certain kind of chalev, and the Rav HaTzibur of Eretz Yisrael, 51% of Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael, violated the Yisrael based on the mistake in Pesach of the Bez Nagodol. So you bring a Par Helam Dovishal Tzibur. So it says, Vehevi HaKoin HaMashiach Midam HaPar Alomoy. It says the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. So Rashi learns the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah has to be a Kohen who is Mashuch B'Shem and HaMishchei. If it's only Meruba B'Gadim, he can't do the Avodah. Rashi says, Taisu says that Rashi is wrong. Taisu quotes a Torah's Kohanim that says you don't need a Kohen Gadol at all, even though that's what it says in the Chumash, Vehevi HaKoin HaMashiach. So the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim learns out from Sukkim, only Yom Kippur you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. All year long you never need it, even though it says by Kohen, Par Kohen Mashiach, and it says by Par Helam Dovishal Tzibur, it sounds from the Pasuk that Kohen Gadol does the Akrava, the Taisa says it's not true. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Ein ben Kohen Mashuch B'Shem Ben HaMishcha, Kohen HaMerubah B'Gadim Ala Par HaBoa Kol HaMitzvahs? The Taisa says, no, it goes on the Par Kohen Mashiach. If the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigik, he cannot be miskaper, Kikiz Bo'usira, he has to bring a Par Kohen Mashiach. So that only applies if he's a Kohen Gadol who is Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. But if he became a Kohen Gadol through Ribib Gadim, then he doesn't have that special din. But the Par Helam Dovishal Tzibur does not have to be covered by the Kohen Gadol, even though the Pasuk sounds like it, not to be taken literally. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. And Taisus chaps Rashi based on a beferish of Torah's Kohanim. A lot of dinim in the Parsha, chock full of dinim. The Chumash, when it comes to Kachem, looks like a jungle of dinim. You can't make any sense out of anything. But the Tanoi made a whole system out of it. The Tanoi figured out what the secret was. Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalem. And they put everything that Achek Nesak Dailo, put everything into a system over here. So based on the Mishnais and the Gemaras, we figured out how to conquer the jungle. Okay?
About the Biyadu, Tosus versus Rashi. So I'm not sure I totally understood, so I just want to ask if this is what Rebbe meant. Did Rebbe mean that the biyado lemafreya isn't the same a normal biyado, meaning it's not amigo,
two different
therefore
it cancels
out a chazaka?
If a rechot is not neman because can they get a chazaka, that's a rechot about koshas. Even if it was once biyado, now it's not, can't say the chazaka contradicts me. I had control over this. It was biyado. So since it's biyado, it reverts back to being a rechot neman bisurim. And the Keneged HaChazaka is not called Eidecha Bakhasha, but Eidechud, by Momin is Eidecha Badovisha Bierva, is Eina Neman. It's not Neman, period. So you have to come out to a new Neman, so it has to be Biyodo now. Biyodo Lemafreya would not be good.
So for Rashi on Bezim and Bez, right, that's trying to defend Rashi, so then the answer is Biyodo is not a question because Biyodo and Chazaka kind of cancel out. And so now it's.
The fact that it's Biyodo accomplishes that the Chazaka is not. Bakhoshen. The Hazok is not Makfish Day Lechon. So it reverts back to be considered a Lechon Yisurim. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Very good.
Good to be back. We're traveling a lot. And
good for you.
Yeah. Very enjoyable. To hither and yon. Yeah.
Good. Good.